Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show. This is PLR. Yes, we brought back the Friday Get Down music. We are ready for the weekend. It's Friday, y'all. Welcome to the Cave Show. This is PLR. We are brought to you, of course, by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located in Chandler, Arizona, on the school in Chandler Heights. Make sure you let them know that PLR sent you. Get down there. They will take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you have. You can become a member or you can get your sticks and take off. But I say, why do that? Become a member. Lock your backs up. To a humidor, never have to worry about your sticks going bad. Come in, grab them, watch on the mini televisions. Just relax. Maduro's Fine Cigar Tobacco, located at Alma School in Chandler Heights, Chandler, Arizona. Again, let them know that PLR sent you. They will take care of you. 10% off of any cigar purchase that you have. Huge Friday show today. Call number is 917-889-7828. Well, if your bracket wasn't busted before, I'm sure it's absolutely gone now. Kawhi Leonard, he ain't coming back, y'all. Not this year. It ain't happening. Should Boston be worried about Kyrie Irving going into the playoffs? Will he be back? Steph Curry's back. And as a special guest today, about 10 after the hour, we're going to have Alicia Bush on, former ASU swim captain, former ASU athlete. She's going to get into MMA. We're going to talk to her coming up in about 10 minutes after the hour. Number, like I said, 917-889-7828. Feel free to hop on and give us a call, talk about what's on your mind, what's going on. And that line you're going to be calling in on is a Carrie Lackey line. I do have a caller. Thank you for holding. This is PLR. This is the Cave Show. We've had the pleasure of speaking to.
Good afternoon, Paul. This is Lou once again.
Lou, what's up, my friend? How are you?
Well, brackets are getting more busted by the minute. And Cinderella is still at the ball.
Yes, yes, she is. That Loyola game, I'll tell you how interesting that game was yesterday. I was at the Diamondbacks White Sox game, and they actually had that game on in the press box. And usually what happens is once the game starts, they shut down the TV in the press box, but they did not yesterday. They let the game go on.
That's kind of unusual. I mean, normally you wouldn't see it happen, but I guess, you know, when you have this kind of event, I guess rules are just thrown out the window.
Yeah.
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 Speaking of baseball, they're doing something a little bit different with the Yankee lineup today. Now, keep in mind, this is only an experiment they're doing, but they're having Judge as the leadoff man.
I saw that. Didn't he strike out too much to be a leadoff guy?
Yeah, he did, but that might have also been, some might say it might be injury related to why he struck out so much later in the year. So, it is,
Well, the four letters showing today, the one of the 85 games they're going to cover of the Yankees Red Sox, because I believe they play 85 times a year, and I believe ESPN is going to cover all but one of them.
Only 20. You mean the national? You mean ESPN the national? 85 games.
That's what it feels like.
Between 19 and 21.
Hey, are you sure it's not 85? Because I could have sworn it was 85. Every time I look up, it was dun 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 dun. Yankees Red Sox Sunday night baseball, can't miss. Dun 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 dun. Wednesday night, Yankees Red Sox rivalry resumes Wednesday night on ESPN. Special Friday night edition of Yankees Red Sox and the rivalry here on ESPN. So I could have sworn that was about 85.
Well, it is still the top drawer in love of baseball, and has been for a long time. I mean, that is the top rivalry. It's also the most painful to watch.
It is, and you know what, Lou, though, I will tell you something. I think that's what's wrong with baseball, not the Yankees rivalry, because that's right. Great. That's great baseball, great TV. The problem is ESPN shows Yankees, Red Sox, Cubs, Cardinals, Dodgers, Giants, and then kind of squeeze everyone else in. And I think that's the problem that you have. And I remember that used to be the problem in the NBA back in the old days. They only showed the marquee teams. Now, they have the MLB Network, because of NBA TV, because of TNT and TBS and the games of the week, you get to see teams like Toronto, and you get to see teams like Detroit, and you get to see those other teams. And, yeah, they may not always be a household, name or grandma,
yeah,
but when they are, they're not a stranger to you.
Right. Because that's what people tune in to see, though. They tune in to see the marquee teams.
True. But on your lesser networks, I hate to call TNT or TBS a lesser network, because obviously they're not. But the NBA network, that's where you got to put on the Charlotte and the New Orleans. Otherwise, you never get the full draw. And I think baseball does a piss poor job of doing that. And then you lose some of those upcoming stars. But again, just my opinion. I mean, what do
no,
I know?
You
baseball,
got something there.
I just think that's where you're dropping the ball at. But anyway, this weekend, big plans for you, buddy. What do you got going on?
Well, of course, we got the Elite Eight now coming up. And I'll be attending there'll be a special birthday celebration for someone in the family this weekend.
Oh, well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Do you have your show this weekend by chance?
I do, 6 o'clock tomorrow.
Lou, you got to start telling people. How can they listen? What's going on?
Oh, very simple. Just go to, down the Blog Talk site and look for where it says the Enhanced Sports Show once it's posted up. We're on 68 in the East. For you, that's, 4 or 5 o'clock?
6 o'clock in the East is 3 o'clock for us.
Oh, 3 o'clock for you. Okay, so 3 o'clock in the West. I cover all sports, from basketball to boxing to probably even stuff you've never heard of. So it's the number is 929-477-3688, and I'll be happy to take your call. Of course,
all right,
I'm going to be discussing NCAA, but I'll also be discussing a little bit of baseball. I'm taking predictions this week.
Good deal.
If you're gonna call, don't tell me until tomorrow. I don't want to play spoiler here. You know how
give everyone. You know what? Give everyone a name again. You always do the name twice.
Sure, the Enhanced Sports Show.
There you go, everyone.
Yeah.
Who's the man, everyone? Make sure you check him out.
We get it right.
That's right, buddy.
As the old saying goes.
That's right. That's right, my friend. Well, I'm going to let you get to your weekend. We have a special guest calling in a couple minutes.
All
a
right.
Fellow ASU alum. She was an Olympic trial swimmer, and now she's about to become an MMA boxer. So definitely want to hear that story and that track and how all that came about. So, but we are back Monday. Of next week. We are not on next Friday. I know that's way in advance, but next Friday, Good Friday.
Understandable, yes. I'm debating about what to do about next Saturday myself.
We're gonna hang off
like,
next Friday.
I gotta see how this works. I kinda think some people are gonna take off Friday. I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah. And then next Thursday we're real short on the show just because it's opening day and we're gonna be out at PenguOne Ballpark for the Diamondbacks. So that's going to be a really short show. And when
we
come back
that
on Monday,
for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll definitely that's a long day. Opening day is always a long day because you get there early, you stay late, and you know it's funny because you hear the same stuff, but it's new stuff. If that makes any sense,
right. All right, so then I'll talk to you Monday. And actually, Monday is actually my birthday, but we're celebrating it tomorrow.
Oh, well, happy birthday to you, my friend.
Thanks. Because after all,
well,
who is going to want to celebrate on a Monday anyway?
And enjoy, my friend, and we'll catch up with you hopefully next week.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
All right, buddy. Take care. Later. Friend of the program, Lou, always great to catch up with him, always great to hear from him. Okay, folks, special guest time. It is always cool when you have on someone who has accomplished so much, especially at such a young age. Now, she did go to the Harvard of the West Coast, and we all know that's ASU. She's a Sun Devil, which obviously gives her more than 10 stars in my book. But let me tell you some of the stuff that she's done. She is a former captain of the ASU swimming and diving team under USA Olympic coach Bob Bauman and assistant coach Michael Phelps. I can't believe I almost messed that up. She's training to fight MMA. She should be having her first fight within 4 months. Olympic trial, NCAA qualifier, and school record holder. Good Lord, I haven't done all that. I'm twice as old. What the hell? On the line, on the Carrie Lackey Law Line right now. Welcome to the Cave Show. Alicia Bush, welcome. How are you today?
I am awesome. Thank you so much for the introduction. Appreciate it. It's been great.
That's a whole lot. A whole lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so let's get all this out the way first. You went to ASU. That's great.
Yep.
That's the first brilliant decision that you made.
Mm-hmm.
Sun Devils, fork 'em, forks up.
Yep, fork 'em, go Devils.
Why ASU? What attracted you to ASU?
Actually, it was not my first choice. It was the crazy part. It's funny how the world works things out in your favor in the end, but I originally went to San Jose State University for 1 year, my freshman year. So I'm originally from Oregon, and I was looking at only California schools to swim at. So I looked at UCLA, San Diego State, USC, and San Jose. I went with my gut feeling, and I went to San Jose State. I didn't have the best experience there. But, you know, everything happens for a reason. So I actually transferred the next year, and I had to transfer out of conference. So I was then looking at Arizona schools. So I was looking at Arizona State and University of Arizona. After taking a trip to both not only the swimming program at Arizona State, but also the school and the surrounding area and the culture, and also they had a really good business program, which I was looking to get into. So that's why I chose Arizona State.
Very cool, very cool. And, okay, so you are an accomplished swimmer. I have my sons, 8 and 6, taking swimming lessons last year, then they're taking the next lessons mm-hmm. this year. I swim, I call myself a necessity swimmer. So I swim when I need to swim. Otherwise, I'm more of a I like to call myself a hot tub swimmer. So I like to swim over to like the bar or you know, dive in over to the walk-up bar or something of that nature. But what is it that attracted you to swimming? And then what made you want to compete and obviously become so good at it?
So actually, you know, I started when I was really young. So my parents put me in swim lessons when I was around 4 years old. So I just became a little fish and I was on the swim team growing up from six years old to around 12 years old. I quit and I played water polo. I did tennis, track, volleyball, you name it. Like I did it for a sport. And I got back into swimming in high school, and that's when it really took off for me. And I started getting offers from all these schools, and, you know, I was a state champion 3 years in a row in Oregon. So things were looking good for me, and I just kind of fell in love with the sport. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. And I couldn't help but when I was reading that notice, Mr. Olympiad himself, Mr. Gold Medal himself, was one of your coaches. What was it like having him as a coach, especially after everything he's accomplished in the sport that you were in?
Yeah, he was, you know, he was what I had on my wall. Like, I had a poster on my wall my whole life growing up. So, you know, the fact that he became my coach, it was actually my junior year we had a coaching change. So our athletic director, Ray Anderson at Arizona State, he's one of the best athletic directors in the country. He was making a huge change within the athletic with all the teams at ASU, and he wanted to step up the game. So he started hiring all these new coaches, and he got Bob Bowman, which is Michael Phelps' longtime coach, and he also USA Olympic coach. He was the coach for the Rio, you know, at Rio for the swim team from USA. So the fact that we had Michael Phelps as our assistant coach and his coach to be our coach was absolutely a blessing and an amazingly hard 3 years, but taught me more than like I've ever learned in my life. So definitely challenging 3 years, but very exciting, very rewarding, and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Was it intimidating at first?
Oh yeah, when we found out that Michael was going to be our coach and Bob was going to be our coach, half the team were in tears. I'm not going to lie. That's every swimmer's dream. So we knew the program was going places. That was exciting. You know, we knew our ASU was going to be one of the, if not the top swimming schools, you know, college swimming schools. And we just, it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. So, you know, we were the golden group, actually, that got to experience the first year of Bob Bowman and Michael Phelps.
That is really cool. Okay, just one last question. Was he cool? I mean,
yeah.
Was he one of those coaches, like, you know, you get in that, you know, I don't know swimming language, but like, on the, you know, obviously on the basketball court, you get down there, you do this, you're going to do whatever. Was he like, you know, hey, this is what you're going to do that will help you get better? I mean, what, I guess for lack of a term, was he a hard ass, or was he more like patient and taking his time?
So for Michael, he was our volunteer assistant coach. He wasn't at every practice, but when he was more of a technical, calm kind of guy. He wasn't one to yell and, you know, you make your time or, you know, go harder. He was more pull you to the side and tell you like what technique, how to improve in your technique. And Bob Bowman, his coach, was more of the yell, if you're not working hard enough, you're going to get it type of dude. So Michael didn't really need to do that. Bob was very good at that. So, yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
On the Kerry Lockie Law line right now, the one only, Alicia Bush, former ASU swim star. So you're this superstar swimmer. You're in a sport where there's I'm sure you have injuries, but if it is an injury, it's a one person injury. Now you want to do MMA? Okay, that's not a one person injury. That's a two person injury. That's someone purposely hitting you in your face really hard. Why? What's that trend? Like, what made you say, you know what, I'm going to go from swimming where no one is hitting me to being an MMA boxer where people are trying to dislocate my nose from my face?
Yep. Okay, well, there's a couple reasons why. The first reason was I played water polo growing up. And for those of you who don't know what water polo is, it's like pretty much like MMA in the water. While you're treading water. So I was really good at water polo. I took elbows, knees, punches, honestly, all under the water, and I loved fighting in the water. I have that really intense, aggressive, or competitive side when it comes to sports. So that was one reason. Another reason it's something that not a lot of females do. It's different, you know. Not a lot of girls like to get hit or like to hit. Another reason is I think that I'm really infatuated with the idea of like taking massive amounts of pain and still being able to go forward. So even in swimming, it's not like you're taking physical pain. Like, I mean, you are taking physical pain, you're not getting punched, you know. It's all mental. So with swimming, you have to push yourself so hard, and it's all in your own mind. Like when your head is in the water, you can't hear anything. It's all silent. You're listening to your own thoughts, and whatever you tell yourself, you're going to believe. And like that, swimming really taught me the power of the mind. So when I translate that over to MMA, if I'm getting hurt, like if I'm getting kicked super hard or punched, it hurts so bad. But if you can tell yourself, if you can like get to the point where mentally you can push through that kind of pain, that is the most like amazing thing to me. So, you know, I don't like pain, but I like to win, and I like to push through pain and the feeling of being able to get through it. So those are the things that really attracted me to MMA.
Yeah. See, I like, it's painful for me to drive through traffic, and mentally, if I can push through that traffic, I'm good with that. So, because people keep their hands in their car, I'm good. Were you an MMA fan growing up or a boxing fan? I mean, like, was there a person or a friend or someone that you looked up to on television, you know, a boxer fighter that said, hey, I want to give this a go?
Yeah, actually, there is one person who did inspire me. So there's a girl in my high school. She's in the UFC right now. Her name's Paige Van Zandt. And I wasn't super close with her, but she was a couple years older than me, and she was a cheerleader at my high school, and now she's like big time UFC fighter, a really girly girl, super nice. So I watched her on like social media, like how she developed, and I thought, wow, if I could go through what I went through with swimming, like I could definitely do what she's doing. So honestly, that inspired me. That's why I took up MMA, boxing, Muay Thai, Jiu-Jitsu, like after college swimming. So she was one of my inspirations.
Wow, that's an amazing arc there, from swimming to MMA. So I've got to ask, the very first time you got in that ring and you took that first hard punch, because I'm sure you remember that first hard punch, did you think, damn, I don't know about this? Or did you think, give me more?
Honestly, one of the quotes is like, "Well, you think you have a plan until you get punched in the mouth." And honestly,
yeah,
every time you get punched, it's like you kind of reconsider things. Like, what am I doing? Do I really want to do this? But after you get through that initial first one, then honestly, like you know what to expect. Like you're like, okay, the feeling is familiar now. So it's not as bad, but I guess the first time you ever get hit, you're like, whoa, uh-oh. You're considering things,
wow.
But no, if you just get past that, it's not horrible.
See, I've not been in a fight since I was 11, and I remember
11.
Distinctly winning that fight, but I also remember the guy that I was in a fight with, he hit real hard, and I thought, there was no way I thought this guy was 11. He had to be 18 in line. Because that first punch hit me in my side, and I swear to God, I was like, the only thing I could think of was my dad saying, you don't give up if someone hits you. And I remember winning this fight, but I remember saying to myself, if at all, I'm going to talk myself out of any upcoming fight, because getting hit was not it. So you've made up your mind that you're going to do this, and I know in looking at your resume that you're going to be good at it. What is your ultimate goal in becoming an MMA fighter?
My original ultimate goal is to make it to the UFC. I do want to take it a little bit slower. I'm kind of really focused on my career, like business and also, so I'm taking it slower, but ultimately it would be awesome to make it to the UFC. If I start making enough income to where, you know, I can just train all the time, I would love to ultimately make it to the UFC after a few amateur fights and pro fights.
Well, everyone, you got to understand something about this young lady. She was a swimmer. There's something that you said there, and if anyone looked at your Instagram, they would know. You're a very brilliant young lady. I see the teams you're putting together. And mm-hmm. I'm not just going to tell people a team of what. Tell them what you do, because looking at this, you're growing like crazy in the business world.
Yeah.
What's important for me to get out of this, because we are a sports show, but especially mm-hmm. for young ladies, I want them to see how they can also use sports as an avenue to do something that they really want to do and something that they're really good at. So if you could tell everyone what is it that you do in addition to being, you know, a superstar athlete, that will be motivation and inspiration to other young ladies out there.
Yeah. So, you know, as a woman in the world, you know, it's empowering. If you can just, change your mindset and, you know, believe that you are, you know, you are powerful, more powerful than anyone. It's all in your mind, really. But just staying positive, and if you surround yourself with the right people, like, guys will be the most supportive of you in your come up as an entrepreneur, business owner. But yeah, I mean, girl, ladies, you can do whatever you want. You could do if you put your mind to it, and just block out any kind of limitations that society may put on you. If you hear anything negative, which I think our society is getting really good at, you know, empowering women and not being so negative, but, you know, just cut it out of your life. If there are people around you who are, people are like elevators, I like to say, they'll either take you up or take you down. So make sure if there's anyone around you who is taking you down, just cut them out of your life. You don't need that. But yeah, so for my business, what I do is, I wanted to create a lifestyle that gave me complete time freedom and something where I was able to have my passion at first and then, you know, my business on the side. And actually, it's crazy because my business turned into my passion as well. So what I do is I trade currencies in the foreign exchange market, and it's something that's kind of blowing up all over the world right now. It's basically making money off your phone and your computer. So, for example, if you were to say, this is how it works, here's a basic concept. If you were to go to Mexico, you have to exchange your U.S. dollar to Mexican pesos, right? Exchange rates are always fluctuating. So sometimes the U.S. dollar is worth, you know, a lot of the times the U.S. dollar is worth more than the peso or vice versa. So if I had 10 bucks and I wanted to change into pesos, I might get 12 pesos back. And then you just kind of, you know, the exchanging, you make money or lose money through that transaction. In the foreign exchange market, you basically look at graphs, just kind of look at patterns, figure out how to read the patterns, and you make trades on your phone, and you make money that way. So what I do is I'm an independent trader of currencies in the foreign exchange market. I also own my own business where I mentor people and teach them how to through this company called iMarkets Live. So that's what I do, and I don't work for anyone. I'm making a lot of money right now residually and trading off my phone. I'm actually, like, I was laying by the pool before this interview of tanning and making money off my phone. So, you know, I really created a lifestyle that I love. And anyone can do it. If any females out there are interested in learning how to invest their money, you know, follow me on Instagram, Alicia Lee 4, and, you know, I'll be glad to help you.
Yeah. Okay, well, so you're laying by your pool, tanning, making money.
Yes.
Usually, two things I don't do well. I don't like laying by the pool because it's hot as heck. Two, I only tan when I go out of the country, and that's because I'm usually somewhere with a drink with an umbrella in my hand. And usually, my kids are spending up my money when I'm near a pool, so I try my best to avoid pools. But you have the right formula. You have the right formula for that, and that is awesome. That is cool, and it's good to hear stuff like that. Off sports, I ask everybody their very first time that they're on, you have to tell me five things you watch, either on DVR or regular shows or something. If I were to look at your television, look at your DVR, if I was to look at your DVR, what five things would I definitely see?
You know, it's crazy. I do not watch TV.
What
I do watch,
really?
I watch, yeah, so I'm a big believer in whatever you hear goes to your heart, and if you're not feeding your mind the right things, it's a waste of time. So I do like going to the movies on occasion, but when I'm listening to something, either on my phone or TV, it's going to be something that's personal development. So either it's going to be Alan Watts, it's going to be Tony Robbins, Les Brown, some of my favorite speakers that just speak about how to go forward in life in general. So that's what I listen to. I really don't watch Netflix or watch any shows. Kind of crazy, you know?
No, it's not. And you know what? I want to tell you something else. You just showed your age because, and I showed mine because I said DVR, like as in DirecTV, and you said
yeah.
Netflix. So
yeah.
that right there, it says a difference. Like, yeah, I'm on an Amazon stick. You're not really going to find too much of anything. Yeah, that's that difference. So,
So
I'm going to let you go with this, with the promise that as we get closer to your MMA debut, that you come back on, talk to us again, tell us anything that's happening, and anytime you want to go on or come on, just give us a call and let us know.
Okay, I would absolutely love that, and I thank you. I'm very honored and grateful to be speaking on your show, and I wish you the best of luck as well, and have a wonderful day.
No, well, before you go, you got to give everyone your social media stuff.
Oh, my social media. So my Instagram is AlyshaLee4, and that's AlyshaLee, and then the number 4. So that's my Instagram. If you message me, I promise I'll respond.
Cool. Well, listen, I really thank you for hanging out with us and telling us the coolest story. I mean, I love speaking to young people that are doing something so good and that have really accomplished so much at a young age. And I'm going to follow you all the way through, my friend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And same with
you.
I also follow your page and listen to all the amazing guests that come on.
Oh, well, I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll have a great one.
All right, you two. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Wow, everyone, that was fun. That was great to catch up with Alicia Bush. Imagine that, swim team, ASU, MMA, Trader. Good stuff. Next week, folks. Next week. Are you ready for this? Confirmed on the one, the only, Michelle Rosado. I am going to ask her about this Canelo crap. You know, Canelo Alvarez, he ate that bad meat, that steroid infected meat that's got him failing tests with his cowardly promoter, Oscar De La Hoya, who we all know I'm not a fan of whatsoever. He lost that first fight to Triple G. He's going to lose this fight to Triple G because he's going to have to get off the steroids now. He's going to have to actually fight without using the juice. And he's going to get his ass kicked. So I saw this side note. NFL scouts are checking out Johnny Manziel. NFL scouts are not checking out Colin Kaepernick. Now, NFL scouts can do whatever the hell they want to. Owners can do whatever the hell they want to because they think Colin Kaepernick is a PR nightmare, right? They think he's a PR nightmare. Give it to you. He will not be PR friendly right off. But here's what I think is really sad. You won't bring back a guy that you know can play the quarterback position, but you're willing to take a chance on a guy who had problems with women, physical problems with women. You know he used drugs. You know he didn't study. You know he didn't prepare. You know he partied. You know he lied about being in Vegas. You know he put on disguises to go to Vegas. You know all this stuff about him. You know he refused to even try to play in Canada to at least show that he's mature enough to come back and handle something. We know all this, but we're willing to accept that PR nightmare. But the PR nightmare about a guy who stood up against police brutality when all the facts aren't in yet, so I'm not going to rush to judgment. But he stood up against police brutality when we just saw someone holding a cell phone getting shot and killed 20 times. Quite interesting that we are interested in Johnny Manziel, who we don't even know if he can play the position. And we say Lamar Jackson is too small and too slight to play pro quarterback. He should switch to a wide receiver. But we go out and we scout Johnny Manziel, who's even smaller. Think about that for a minute. Folks, it's the weekend. It's the weekend. I'm ready. Hopefully you are too. A lot of stuff going on this weekend. I am anxious. I will be covering it. I will be there if it's happening. And it's sports. You can count on thesportscave.com. We got a full baseball preview coming. Make sure you're checking out thesportscave.com every day for that. Cave Dogs with a K. Make sure you follow us on social media at The Sports Cave, Facebook, fan page, Instagram, and Twitter. You can get me directly at PLR on Sports on Twitter. Thank you, Alicia Bush, for coming on with us on the Kerry Lackey Law Line. We'll be back Monday. You know the time, 1 o'clock. This is The Cave Show. This is PLR. Everyone, enjoy your weekend.